Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Adi Lila, chapter 17, text 109, okay. So we will take 107, 108, and then we will take 109 words. Struck with wonder, the astrologer remained silent, unable to speak. But when the Lord again put the question before him, he replied as follows. My dear sir, in your previous birth, you were the shelter of all creation, the supreme personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. You are now the same personality of Godhead that you were in your previous birth. Your identity is inconceivable, eternal happiness. Purport. By the power of astrological signs, one can even ascertain the position of the supreme personality of Godhead. Everything is to be identified by its symptoms. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is identified by the symptoms mentioned in the Shastras. It is not that anyone and everyone can become God without proof from the Shastras. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutvishe Namaha Panchatatvakmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi De Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So again, very, very happy to be in this wonderful divine abode of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman, and the wonderful home of Srila Prabhupada. The last time I was sitting here and giving the class, I had the great honor of having the wonderful darshan of Kulangana Mataji sitting there. And I really very strongly miss her absence and her blessings, physical blessings, of course, but her blessings always upon us. So I really wanted to express my great veneration and awe to the lotus feet of Kulangana Mataji. I really miss the first time I'm here in our physical absence. So we are very, very happy to be fortunate enough to be reading the beautiful verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is indeed a great benediction for us to really have the opportunity to really read Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the postgraduate study, the postgraduate study of Krishna consciousness. And I don't think many temples in the world have CC classes. At least we don't have it happening in Tripathi, Bombay. So I think it's very wonderful to really have access to this beautiful verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here, just to give a background, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are talking about the Lord's pastimes in his as he became in his youthful pastimes, and the Lord is met a astrologer who has come, and the Lord is asking, you know, because the natural tendency moment we know that somebody is an astrologer, right? I mean, all of us have gone through this situation that when you find, oh, you are an astrologer, oh, can you tell me something about my past or something about my future? It's very exciting, isn't it? And I was trying to analyze, you know, where does this whole understanding about, or rather the desire to know about the past or know about the future, you know, why are we so excited? Right? Isn't it exciting to know what was I in the past? And somebody tells, oh, you were a peacock. Oh, very nice. I was a peacock. Or you were, in the future, you will be this. The whole idea in one sense is to really take the position of God. Because at least God is Sarvagya, is all-knowing. And we all like to be small gods. And astrology to some extent helps us to really make us feel, oh, I know what I was in the past. I mean, of course, there is no credibility to the statements because Prabhupada said there are not very credible astrologers anymore left. But yes, it's a science. It's a beautiful science. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the same way, of course, he's the Lord himself. In the same way, he said, oh, you're an astrologer. Can you tell me what was my past? So this as is described by our acharyas, this astrologer was not only just an astrologer, but he was a great meditation. He had perfected the art of meditation also. So just astrology was not his science, but he was actually also deeply connected by what we call strong, subtle connection through meditation. So this person said, fine, yes, he did some calculations because astrology is all about calculations. And then he went into meditation and he was completely confused. He said, what am I seeing? Because all sorts of various things started coming in his mind. You know, he saw a lion. Then he saw a boar. And then he saw a fish. And then he saw a person playing a flute. So he said, what's happening to me? I mean, something is wrong. So again, he opened his eyes. And again, he was trying to focus. And he sat. And as explained in this verse that we are taking today, that he was very confused. He was very confused. That, who are you? Because, you know, as per my connection, is there some loose contact with my connection? Am I connecting to something, not the right thing? I'm seeing different things. Usually when I connect, I connect and I come to know, okay, this person is so-and-so, this person is so-and-so. But here I am seeing multiple, you know, sometimes you, when there's a loose connection, you see multiple images. And sometimes there's flickering images. So he was very confused. And that's the situation of every one of us. We are all very confused people. But only when the mercy of the Lord comes upon us, can we understand the real truth. Let us all understand that by no signs, there is no science in this creation which can make us understand who the real Lord is. Janma karma chame divyam evam yovi tattva deha punar janma naiti mamidi so Arjuna. He said, one who understands the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, does not upon leaving this world come again to the material world. It is just understanding the glory of the Lord. You don't have to come back here. So you can say, oh, it is very easy. Let me understand it. And then I will not come back. But it is not very easy. It is gwia. And when do we understand the glory of the Lord? By our, of course, by our own effort. We understand from the Damodar Leela that Yashoda Mai, it did her effort. But unless and until you have the mercy of the Lord, you cannot bind the Lord. She couldn't bind because the two fingers too short, which represents your own effort and the mercy of the Lord. Similarly, this astrologer was confused. He went into meditation again and again. He was trying to figure out who are you? And then the Lord gave him his mercy. You cannot understand the Lord unless you gain his mercy. Astrologer was the Kripa Patra. He was the recipient of the mercy of the Lord. And that's why he said what he said, that you are actually the same personality of Godhead. When he said same, he meant that you are actually Krishna. Now, this science of knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different than Krishna, I think every devotee in ISKCON, even a young boy comes, a young child, or when we come and spend even few days in Krishna consciousness, we come to know, right, that Lord Chaitanya is non-different than Krishna. What is that beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur? Brajendra Nandana Yei Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. So in this one line he says, Brajendra Nandana Yei Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei. He is non-different. Brajendra Nandana is non-different. Sachi Suta. And Balaram is Nityananda. So it's something that we know so easy. But if you analyze, I was just trying to analyze that in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are not many places the Lord revealed to his devotees that he is not different than Radha Krishna. And even if he revealed to those devotees, he told them, don't tell this to anybody. But this is a secret. It's a secret which you can't tell. Because only when I have given special mercy do you understand that I am non-different than Radha Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have understood this very, very deep science of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being non-different Radha Krishna. Believe me, if you go, I mean, much more in India, much more in Bengal, majority of the people consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a saint. He's a saint. Whatever, you know, different books that come out on Chaitanya, he's a great learned saint. It is not known to the majority of the people that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord himself. Anarpita charim chirat karuna avatirno kalo samapayatum unnoto jala rasam sa bhaktim shriya hari purata sundara duti kandam sadipita sadhar hidaya kandare smitva sachi nandana. They don't know that this is the most rarest of rare incarnation. Why? Because as spent by Vrindavan Das Thakur, whose appearance day we celebrated yesterday. Yesterday was Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance day. He is the first author, the Vedavyas of Chaitanya Leela. He wrote Chaitanya Bhagwat. And he writes in the third verse of his wonderful scripture, Chaitanya Bhagwat, he says, Anarpita charim chirat karuna avatirno kalo samapayatum unnato jala rasam sa bhaktim shriya. Hari purata sundara duti kandama sadipita sadar hidaya kandare sprutva sachinandana. He is giving a benediction to all the readers. As an author, he is giving a benediction. He says, may this son of mother Sachi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. He is giving a benediction that those who are reading this scripture, I give this benediction that may the Lord of, who is the Lord, who is the son of Mother Sachi, be transcendently situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. And what was his speciality? He is explaining. Resplendent with the hue of molten gold. His kanti, his bodily effulgence was like hue of molten gold. And he said, Anarpita Charim Chirat. And he has given which no other incarnation has ever given before. Very rare. No incarnation. And how many incarnations are there? Millions and millions of incarnations. Right? But no other incarnation has ever given before. And what is this? The pure mellow of devotional service. The mellow of conjugal love. Never ever given before. So this is the rarity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the speciality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But has been beautifully explained by Srila Prabhupada's one god brother, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. He was glorifying Srila Prabhupada. I said, Swami Maharaj, that's the way they would call Prabhupada. He said, Swami Maharaj is so munificent, he's so compassionate, that he is distributing nectar as if it is water. Can you imagine? You have nectar, which is so rare, even one drop of it is so valuable. But as Swami Maharaj is so munificent, that the nectarine understanding of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the teachings of Radha Krishna, he gave to the whole world as if it was water. Drink it profusely. Take more. Here it is, take more. That is the glory of Chaitanya, of Srila Prabhupada. So that's why, because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have this understanding, which actually is very rare, that Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. There's a beautiful story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all know, would perform his pastimes at the house of Shivas Thakur. All those who have been to Shridham Mayapur, we know that we have this place, Shivas Angan, which is in line with Yogapeet, very close. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai Pandit, would every day go there and perform pastimes. And one of his most intimate pastimes were the nocturnal kirtans at the house of Shrivas Thakur. And only a very few people were allowed, because the Lord manifested his mood of Srimati Radharani in those kirtans. He showed his ecstatic symptoms in his kirtans, and he said, not everybody can understand. So he said, only a few people is allowed. And he made a list, only this many people are allowed. Usually, we know, when there is only a small restricted entry, everybody wants to go there. If you just want to make something exciting, you just say entry restricted, and then everybody wants to go there. Isn't it? Usually you say, what's happening inside? I want to go. It's so rare. If it is rare, I want to be in that rare thing. I want to go there. I said, but no, it is not allowed. Not everybody can go there. You need to be qualified. And the qualification is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is your name in the list? Well, that's your qualification. I say, yes, my name is in the list. Then you can go. So there was this Brahmana, very, very austere Brahmana, young Brahmana. And he had a strong desire to really, you know, go in this kirtan. He said, he went to Shivas Thakur. I said, Shivas, you are so merciful. Please, you know, give me this backdoor entry. Many of us, if we don't get the front door entry, he said, you try to pull what you call some jack, or try to put some, you know, some connections. And he said, Shivas, please, you know, I want to be there. And you know what? Before even Shivas could ask, why you should be there? Can you justify why you should be there? The Brahmana said, because I drink only milk. Oh, that's the speciality. You drink only milk. And if the Brahmana would be around right now, you said, I drink A2 milk. Organic A2 milk. And that's all I drink, and nothing else. Oh, that's special. That I just survive on milk. I am simply a milk drinking Brahmana. So Shivas is always merciful. The devotee is always merciful. Much more than the Lord. The Lord is supremely merciful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were much more merciful than the Lord. Can you imagine?
Shiva said, okay, you come in, but don't even move. I said, no, I'm a renounced person. I can restrict and control my senses very well. I said, hide behind this huge, box. Says you hide behind that and don't move, and you can observe throughout the night. Okay? So he went inside. A few hours before the kirtan started. And many of us, you want to go to an event which is going to be crowded. What do? You just go earlier and sit for your seat, right? Many times some great sannyasi is coming and you know this hall is going to be full. You want to sit here right in the front and you just sit 2 hours before. It looks a little funny, but you are right there because you know you have secured your place. It's the right type of enthusiasm. The Brahmana went and said, I'm going to be sitting here, you know, just in case before people could see me. He went inside and was, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And then they were dancing. The beautiful, the dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shiva's Angan was non-different than the Rasa Leela of Krishna at Vamsivat in Vrindavan. It's non-different. That's how wonderful and sweet it was. The Chaitanya was dancing. But of course, the Rasa Leela, most of us don't understand. What is Rasa Leela? What is this one man and so many ladies? Because our mind is filled with lust. We don't understand this sort of a pastime. It's just so difficult. But Mahaprabhu Chaitanya says, don't worry, I'll make things easy for you. A sannyasi dancing with other males, no confusion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most easily understood. So he was dancing wonderfully. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare. And devotees were dancing here and there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, stop the kirtan. I said, what happened? He said, I am not feeling the ecstasy that I usually feel. I'm not feeling that ecstasy. Something is wrong. Is there somebody here who is not supposed to be here? Oh, can you imagine the Brahmana? He was hiding still. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly, and when Mahaprabhu roars, it is like Narsingadev roaring, right? Because the same person. And Mahaprabhu was angry. He said, why am I not feeling the ecstasy? And then Shivas Thakur was also quite scared. So he said, oh my dear Lord, there are no non-believers here. So he was trying to say, not this, just to make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, no, everybody who is supposed to be is here. So he said, there are no non-believers here. There are no atheists here. There are no woman hunters here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's okay. But is there anybody here who is not supposed to be here? So you know, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is, you can't just fool him. He's Vedesa Sarvam Avam Eva Vedya Vedanta Krit Veda Vidya Chaham. He's a knower of the Vedas. He's the author of the Vedas. Through the Vedas, is he supposed to be known? How can you fool somebody who is all knowing? You can't. So Shivas Thakur said, yes, there is a milk drinking Brahmana. Mahaprabhu, he drinks only milk. So Mahaprabhu was not in a mood of, he said, milk? Only milk? You think by only drinking milk you can understand my glory? Get that milk drinking Brahmana out. This is a very powerful statement. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was establishing. It is in line with what we were discussing. If we think that we can know the Lord by any amount of austerities, then we are highly illusioned. Mahaprabhu said, you think you can understand my glory and you can see my beautiful dance in my association of my great devotees just by drinking milk? Get that milk drinking Brahmana out immediately. So the Brahmana walked out very sheepishly. He was very scared. But in his heart, there was a rise of humility. I said, he's right. How can I think I was qualified just because I drink milk all my life? How can I be qualified to see the supreme most dance of the Lord? Yes, I am not qualified. He recognized his insignificant position. And he was walking. The Lord, who is the knower of everyone's heart, he realized that this Brahmana, while he was thinking he can see, but now he has humility in his heart. And this is the only qualification required to know the Lord. Trinadapi suni chena taror eva sahishna amani na mana denha. What is it? Kirtanya sada hari. The one we have the situation where we consider ourselves to be the most more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, and then you can always chant the holy name of the Lord eternally. Kirtanya sada hari. So as he was walking and he was almost out, and he was seeking his forgiveness for embarrassing Shiva's Thakur, the Lord called him, said, "Come here. Now you can see my dance. Because you have understood with humility." So that is exactly the mercy required to understand the Lord. We should astrology, as is explained here, it is not that astrologer could understand that he is not different than Radha Krishna, he is not different than Narsingadev, just because he did some astrological calculations. Not possible. No science can reveal the Lord. Only when the Lord desires to reveal himself to you can it be revealed. Many times we try to understand the Lord by our own effort. It is not possible. So similarly, we also have this beautiful pastime of the Mahaprakash. Lord Chaitanya's pastime is the Mahaprakash. The most important, the crest jewel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is the Mahaprakash. The Mahaprakash is nothing but the pastime where the Lord desired to reveal himself to his devotees. To some he revealed as Radha Krishna, to some he revealed as Krishna Balram, to some he revealed as Sitaram, to some he revealed as six arm form. All this is why? Because the Lord desired to give his mercy. So this astrologer, as the verses go further, we will see that the astrologer could understand the glory of the Lord because he received the mercy of the Lord. Without the mercy of the Lord, you cannot understand him. And how do we get the mercy of the Lord? Another beautiful pastime before we go into understanding how to receive the mercy of the Lord. A great scholar of the name Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, again in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was the guru of the king. He had practically mastered all the six sciences of Vedic understanding. He was a master in all of them. Vyakrana, Visishtadvaita, all sorts of science, he had mastered it. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came running to have the darshan of the Lord, Lord Jagannath. And seeing Lord Jagannath, he fainted. He was a young sannyasi, 24 years old. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was passing by. He said, "Who is this young sannyasi? And he's unconscious. Maybe he's dead. Take him to my house. I will help and revive him." Because the Lord was traveling alone. He didn't want to travel with his devotees. There's a different pastime why he wanted to go alone. Because Nityananda Prabhu broke his sannyas danda and said, "I'm angry with you. I'll go alone. And you go at the back. I don't want to be with you." That is a different beautiful pastime. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya had practically no science of any life. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Sarvabhauma took some small cotton swab and he put it near his nose and the filaments were just moving. He said, "No, he still has life. He still has life. He's still alive." And then the devotees came searching for the Lord And the only way to revive the Lord is by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They chanted loudly the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the Lord came back to his external consciousness. And Sarvabhauma is a natural guardian, as a natural person to take care of the of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, you are such a young sannyasi. How will you maintain your sannyas? I will teach you what is Vedanta Sutra properly, so that you understand the knowledge properly, so that through knowledge you can be renounced. Otherwise, how will you maintain your sannyas? You are just so beautiful. Anytime you will fall down from the principles of sannyas. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was face to face with the Lord, but he couldn't understand who the Lord is. He saw him as an ordinary sannyasi. See the wonderful pastime of the Lord. See how this wonderful science is getting revealed to us. And Sarvabhauma said, okay, you sit down for 7 days, I'm going to tell you Vedanta Sutra. And he went on describing the Vedanta Sutra in detail. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was just hearing very attentively, not dozing, hearing. And then Sarvabhauma asked, he said, I have been talking for last 7 full days, heavy philosophy of Vedanta Sutra. You have not asked a single question. Are you understanding what I am saying? Because many times, you know, when we as speakers, we speak and then we ask any questions and nobody has a question. Then there are two conclusions that usually the speakers usually make. That either the audience has understood everything and that's why there's no question, or the audience has understood nothing. Because that's also a situation where people have no question because you have not understood anything. So Sarvabhauma said, have you understood what I am saying? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the descriptions of the Vedanta Sutra is as brilliant as the sun. Does anybody have to tell that this is the sun? It is so obvious the sun is there. Anybody can see the sun. It is as brilliant, it is so obvious like the sun. But your descriptions are so much filled with Mayavad, so much filled with monism, that they are like thick clouds which cover the sun. Believe me, my dear friends, there was nobody who ever talked to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya like this in his life. So what? What are you talking? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started describing the Vedanta Sutra. And he picked up the Atmaram verse. What is that? Atmaramascha Munior Nirgranthi Api Urukramai. And he gave 25 various understanding. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he described the Atmaram verse and gave much more different understanding of the Atmaram verse. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained as a refute to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya the same Atmaram verse in 64 different ways. Everything is there in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya if you want to really know about the discussion. Without touching any previous understanding of the verse, 64 different ways of Atmaram verse. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard that, I said, you ought to be the Lord. And then the Lord revealed to him the sixth arm form, the Shadbhuj form, which we know, which is very much there even now in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But why could Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, right here, beautiful form of Shadbhuj, right here in front of us. But why is it that Sarvabhauma could really see this form and he could not see it earlier? Why is it that he could understand that Lord Chaitanya is non-different than Ram, than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi and Krishna who plays the flute? The only reason is because the Lord became merciful to him. That's the important part. The Lord became merciful to him, then he could be revealed. So unless and until we get the mercy of the Lord, and how do we get the mercy of the Lord? The treasure of love of God is there. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadha Kabunoy, Shravanadi Suddha Chitte, Karore Udoy. It's a pure love of God as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is there in everyone's heart. It's there every, not even every human, every living entity's heart is there. But Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Karore Udoy. But we have to revive this pure love of God by Shravanadi, by hearing, by the hearing process. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami, very interesting. Very interesting discussion, which we are going to take up before we end, about this beautiful discussion about an astrologer. We are talking about astrologer. This verse talks about astrology. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting astrologer whose name was Sarvagya. Sarvagya means who knew everything. And a poor person approached this Sarvagya. He said, please, I am so poor. Is there any way you can reveal to me how I can become happy? And Sarvagya did his astrological calculation. As this is being quoted, the story is being quoted by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. And did his astrological calculation. And he said, I can see from your astrological calculation that you are unhappy because you are extremely poor. But the fact is, your father has left you a large wealth. But because he died in a foreign land, he could not tell you where the wealth is. I will reveal to you the real wealth so that you can become happy. And this poor person says, please, please reveal to me, where is this wealth? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that the poor Brahmana is a living entity who is struggling. Krishna Bahir Mukha Jiva Bhogavancha Kare Nikatiya Mayasthane Japotiya Dhare. That the living entity who has become Bahir Mukh. Bahir Mukh means who has really decided to face himself not towards Krishna but away from Krishna. When a living entity tries to enjoy separate from the Lord, Krishna Bahir Mukha Jiva Bhogavancha Kare. He desires sense gratification. Nikatiya Mayasthane Japatiya Dhare. And Maya will capture you. Like a snake captures the frog. Because you are Bahir Mukh to Krishna. So a Jiva is poor. And then the astrologer, who is the guru, who is Sarvagya, comes in your life. And he tells, you know something? That wealth which you are searching for, which will make you happy, is there in your heart. And I'll tell you how to find that wealth. And he further explained that don't dig. There's a wealth below. He has saved it in a particular place. You have to dig that place. But don't dig in the southern side, he said. Sarvagya told that poor person, don't dig on the southern side. Because the southern side, there is the wasp who will bite you and kill you. Because any wealth, you know, we see in movies, documentaries, the wealth is protected by different ways, and there is a particular code. You have to know this code, and then only in that code it will open. So Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is explaining the same way. Don't try to dig. Don't be ecstatic and start digging in the certain direction. Because if you dig in a certain direction, there's a wasp who will bite you. And what is this wasp all about? The wasp of Vedic ritualistic activities. Ritualism. Majority of the people who are practicing religion, they practice it in a very ritualistic way. It's just rituals, rituals and rituals. Many times you ask the person, why you are doing what you are doing? I don't know, just do it. Because my parents did it, my grandparents did it, and then you do it. Just rituals. Ritualistic. Not knowing the substance, why we are doing it. And a person becomes so captured by rituals that he loses the purpose of why he is doing the rituals. And you know, many times even our Krishna consciousness practice can become very ritualistic. Early in the morning, you take your bath and you put your hand in your bead bag and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But shouldn't we spend some time to ask ourselves why we are doing what we are doing? If you are just doing it in a mechanical way, what is the difference between a robo and a human being? Even a robo, you program him, he will, I mean, even a robo will, with precision, start his rounds sharp at 5 o'clock. Because it's programmed, you say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But it's ritualistic. Many times we come to a temple, we offer obeisances. It's ritualistic. It's not a ritual that you, because if you do it for ritualistic understanding, you don't make any progress. Because our society is the international society for Krishna consciousness. It is a consciousness that makes us advance in Krishna consciousness in our practice of devotional service. It is not the activity per se. Prabhupada didn't call it the international society for Krishna activities. It is not an activity-based society. We don't make progress based on activities. But the problem is many times because we do the activity and now every so often, we become just activity-based. But you don't make progress based on activities. It's just ritualistic. And I mean, it's a big funny, but how, to what extent we can make things so mechanical and we can make things so very ritualistic. In one of the places of where I went, people, one of the devotees said, Hare Krishna Prabhu. I think I've shared this with you. I mean, I was shocked. I said, what is this? I mean, I know this is victory sign, but why are you telling me victory? I said, no Prabhu, this is Vancha. I said, oh my God. And how ritualistic we made. Just Prabhu, we. I mean, our Goswamis would offer 1,000 obeisances every day to the deities. 2,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Right? There was some deep understanding of why they did what they did. And how, to what extent we can make things mechanical. Right? So let us really put our heart and soul into it. So let us not, don't dig in the south, because there's a wasp which will bite you. And the biting is nothing but the attachment to just the rituals without really knowing why you are doing what you are doing. Why rituals are important. But we know the purpose of the rituals. So don't dig in the southern direction. And then he said that don't even dig in the northern direction. But there is a snake which will swallow you. Oh my God, it's dangerous, isn't it? A huge snake which will swallow you. And what is this? The northern direction means the understanding of, I can practice bhakti. I can do all the process of bhakti, because in due course, by doing bhakti, I will become God. I will become one with God. The idea of monism. We get swallowed by the snake of Mayavad. So don't dig in the northern direction. Be very careful. That's why Prabhupada, his pranam mantra, he made sure, nirvishesha shunyavada pascha deshatarine. Because this monism, this mayavad, this shunyavad is so all prevalent. Believe me, as being in the beautiful house of Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON, we are so protected. But otherwise, every single philosophy that we hear, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, is tinged, if not flooded, with mayavad. It's just so all pervasive, the whole idea that you do bhakti because in due course you become God. Everybody wants to become God, or you just become nothing. So you don't dig in the northern direction. And then don't even dig in the western direction, he said. Be very careful. But there is this powerful yaksha, a demon. And that demon is nothing but your speculative mind. You have to be protecting yourself from the wasp of ritualism, you know, from the snake of monism, and from the yaksha, the demon of the speculative mind. The mind constantly starts speculating. Oh, if I do this way, then I think Krishna will be pleased. And how much speculation is there? I don't know. Explain. The mind is constantly wanting to do something different. It is not easy for the mind to just follow what the acharya says. No, let me do something differently, because I also understand God. I understand my guru. And that's where the speculation starts. Very, very dangerous. Of course, we can elaborate this point. We're running out of time. What time we should end, by the way? 9. Okay, we have some time. So speculation is another serious problem. We can speculate, and so many times devotees, they start engaging in speculative understanding. The first original speculation that happened in our society is that Prabhupada is God. From where did it come? Prabhupada never said it, but the speculation started, and Prabhupada was so damn disturbed. And then there's another Gopi Bhav Club. Everybody started reading the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Where did this whole thing come from? And many, many more things. The understanding of Ritvik and different so-called understanding. It's just the speculative mind. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami the story, quoting Sarvagya, who is telling this poor Brahmana, don't dig in the south, don't dig in the north, don't dig in the west, but dig in the eastern side. Because it is in the eastern side that you will find the real wealth. There is real wealth of devotional service. The real wealth of unalloyed, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. Sarva upadhir vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha shevanam bhakti uttamam. You will get the understanding of what is uttama bhakti only when you dig in the eastern direction. So please be very, very careful. So this is the understanding that we get from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That you cannot understand the Lord by your speculative mind, by the desire to merge into the Lord's existence, obviously not possible. Or by, you know, just having some ritualistic understanding of Krishna consciousness. But you can understand the Lord only when you get His mercy. And how does one get the mercy of the Lord? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriyo Akya Arna Koriyo Mane Asha. The most easiest way to receive the mercy of the Lord is to make the instructions of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Ama Bhujabo Se Yugala Piriti. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora As Prarthana Karo Ye Sada Narottamadas. So he's explaining that only when you understand the glories, the teachings of Rupa Raghunath, which is wonderfully given to us by our own dear Srila Prabhupada, once you understand those teachings and make those teachings as your life and soul, Tabe Ama Bhujabo Se Yugala Piriti. Only then will you understand Yugala Piriti? Narottam Das Thakur is writing, only then will you understand the glories of Radha and Krishna. So making the instruction of a spiritual master as your life and soul is the easiest way. There's no need to really figure out. It has been very easily mentioned. It's very clear, very, very, very simple. Let's just make the instruction of a spiritual master as your life and soul, and in due course, everything will be revealed to us. So Prabhupada says that there is no need for devotees to really go to astrologers. Prabhupada said you can just take some indication. At some point he said there's no need to go to astrologers. Because we depend completely on Krishna. And we depend on the instruction of the Guru. And we simply live our life based on Guru. Everything is auspicious. You're simply clapping your hands. There's no problem. Because all your lines are getting wiped away by clapping your hands. No planets can touch you. If you are surrendered to Krishna, nothing is inauspicious. And at another place, Prabhupada said, yes, astrology is something good. Because, you know, from this, you know, one person we were discussing, one person, so Prabhu, we can approach astrology, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approach astrology, so can we approach astrology? It's fine, it's a science, you can use it. But let's not get completely carried away by the science. Prabhupada said, what is astrology? He made it very simple. The astrologer will say, it's going to rain, so you simply carry your umbrella. Isn't it so simple? Prabhupada was an amazing person. He made things so very clear. Okay, astrologer will tell you something you might be going. So just prepare yourself. That's all. But don't get guided away by that principle. Just like somebody says, I think it's going to rain. So what common sense is? Okay, you just carry your umbrella. If it rains, you have the umbrella. Nothing to worry. So astrology is a science, no doubt. But we have the highest science. To the astrologer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the highest science. The science of bhakti. The science of pleasing the Lord. And when the Lord is pleased, everything is revealed to us. Why do you want to just know about your previous one life? Everything will be revealed to you in due course if Krishna wants it to be revealed. So why worry? So Prabhupada made it very, very simple. Just surrender yourself to the spiritual master. Make his instructions as a life and soul. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Associate with devotees. But the speculative mind thinks that how can it be so simple? Let's make it a little more complicated. It can't be so simple. If something is so special given, how can it be so simple? And that's why we want to complicate things. But it is very simple. Prabhupada said it's simple for the simple. It is complicated for the complicated. So let's keep it very simple. And from this beautiful pastime that we are hearing about the astrologer who was confused, then the Lord gave his mercy. Just similarly, we all are very confused. But when you get the mercy of the Lord, everything will be revealed to us. Everything will start making complete sense to us. And that's what we learn from this beautiful pastime of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving his mercy to this astrologer and the astrologer understanding that, oh, now I understand that you are non-different than Radha and Krishna. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.